Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. John talking to you live from an undisclosed location in Pearl River, Louisiana. And this is our first radio program on your testimony. And we're going to be discussing what is a testimony, definition, the importance of it, and some scripture that Paul used, or his experience with his testimony. And what we want to do is invite people to come on the show and give us their testimony and tell us a little bit about their life and more about your testimony and how God's using you today. And the idea is to encourage one another to share our testimony in these dark times that we're in this world, and be a light as we are. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. You're the salt. And as Jesus said about being a light, you're on top of a hilltop. So wherever you're at, you're going to be a light. And your most important part that you can do for somebody is to share your testimony. And so that's what we're about, perfecting the communication of our testimony and looking for opportunities and having the boldness and courage to do so. So today, I'd like to begin that process by defining what a testimony is. And a testimony is a solemn declaration of affirmation made for the purpose of establishing or proving some fact. I'm going to say that again. A solemn declaration or affirmation made for the purpose of establishing or proving some fact. Another word that the Bible uses, pretty much synonymous with testimony, and is even, if you go back to the Greek, sometimes the word testimony is used and sometimes the word witness is used in the English, but it's the same word, Greek word, in the Greek. So witness is another word used, and how you define that is an attestation of a fact or an event testimony. So they even use in the definition of witness the word testimony. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a solemn declaration or affirmation made for the purpose of establishing or proving some fact. Some fact. And the fact is that you're saved. It's your salvation testimony. And I'm going to read from the notes from the page on Blog Talk. Your testimony is your personal experience of salvation by Jesus Christ, our Creator, Lord, and Savior. Your personal experience that no one can refute or disagree with, and some of your testimony is unique only to you. Some parts of your testimony are experienced by all, mainly your prayer to Jesus Christ to acknowledge your need of salvation because you are a sinner, and that you believe that through Jesus' death and resurrection, you are forgiven of all your sins and you have a new eternal life. And so that's commonality of all testimonies, is the prayer or the acknowledgement or the communication with Jesus Christ, our God, that you need salvation because you're a sinner, and that you believe that through Jesus' death and resurrection, you are forgiven, that he paid the price for your sin, that you are cleansed of your sin because of his substitutionary death for you on the cross, and his proof of that forgiveness and power over sin in his resurrection, you are forgiven for your sins, and you have a new life in Christ. So that's common to all salvation experiences. But the things that make up the other part of that salvation experience is personal. It's individual. And putting those things together is your testimony. And that's a fact. That people might say that this has happened, it didn't happen, but you know that it happened because you're the one that experienced it. Why it's so important and valuable, your testimony. Let's look at Acts 23:11. Let's go there in our Bible, in Acts 23:11. Where am I at? Okay. Acts 23:11. This is what Jesus was telling Paul in Jerusalem, because they were about ready to rip him apart. The Jews were. The religious leaders were, because Paul went to Jerusalem. He was warned not to go because he was going to have a lot of problems. And he did have a lot of problems. So he knew that he was going to have a lot of problems, but he was going to go anyhow because that was his ministry. That was his calling. So Paul was talking to the leaders of the Jewish religion in Jerusalem, and he kind of had some of them agree with him, some of them didn't. But in verse 10 it says, "And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle." So that's the moment, how much of an upheaval that Paul had caused by him going to Jerusalem, talking to the Jewish leaders, and causing this upheaval. Now, this is right before Paul, well, not right before, before Paul ends up in Rome, okay? He's already been to the part of the Mediterranean, the coast of the Mediterranean, and that area, starting churches, preaching and starting churches, and now he has come back to Jerusalem because of a vow he had. The upheaval of him coming that was so great. I mean, his reputation preceded him, that he was causing so much problems within the synagogues and the Jewish religion that they wanted just to kill him. And so verse 11 tells us, "And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer." Now, Paul was probably scared to death. He was probably saying, "Boy, I should have listened to all those folks who told me not to come," you know. And Jesus had to come to him because that's how scared he was. That's how much confused he was. He said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome." So Paul knew right there that he got it from the Lord himself, that it's going to be okay, they're not going to kill you, you're going to go to Rome and testify of me. So whatever he was going to go through, he knew that he was going to get to Rome. And so why was he going to Rome? Look at verse 11 again. This is what Jesus said. "Be of good cheer. Thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem. So must thou bear witness also in Rome." That's what it's all about. You want to be used of God? You want to know your ministry for God? You want to have an exciting experience in your life that will get you out of the mully grubs or depression and the oppression that's around you. Tell somebody about your salvation experience. Testify of Jesus Christ saving you. And I guarantee you that no matter what you're going through, that will get you excited. That will overcome a lot of ills in your life. Now, let's go to Acts 26. I think it's 13. 26:13. This is that. Now, Paul is moved from Jerusalem, where he was almost killed, and the Roman soldiers arrested him, or let's say protected him from the Jews. They would have killed the Jews, would have killed him. So now he's in Caesarea, and he's been there a while. And so there's a couple of rulers that have come down to see whether they should let Paul go free or wish the big humbug, why all the commotion. And these men have authority to kill him, execute him, or let him free, or give him his wishes, whatever. And so when Paul got a chance to speak, he spoke of his testimony. He gave his testimony. And for this period right now, I just want to read over his salvation experience. And this is the most important part of you talking to someone about Jesus is your personal experience of your salvation. You have to be specific. Now, verse 13. Now, Paul's talking to some, a lot of hostile people are there. And so he says, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance from among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto this heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. This is Paul's personal testimony. This is when he got saved. This is when he surrendered to God. This is when the Lord took over his life. Now, I didn't see no light like Paul did. I didn't have such a dramatic experience as Paul. But Paul was a very, let's say, violent man, a very dramatic man. He was persecuting the church and everything. I wasn't doing none of that when I got saved. I was a teenager. I used to go to church every Sunday, a Baptist church. And when I got more interested in my faith, I went forward at an invitation at the end of a church service on Sunday morning. And then the next week, I went in, talked to the pastor, and the pastor explained salvation to me. And he says, would you like to be saved? And I said, yes. And so I prayed, bowed my head and prayed, and Jesus saved me. Changed. I would say it didn't change much physically. I was not a lot of emotion involved in that. There was no lights. There was no other surmountable feeling or experience. But I know as I look back now that my life changed. My life started to change and be different from the other people that I was growing up with. And so that's my experience. And so that's what we need to think about, focus on your experience when Jesus saved you, when he saved you, and when you were born again. You might not have felt anything. You might not have even known it. But Jesus saved you, and he put into you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit started living with you from that moment on. And how that worked out in your life, talk about it another radio program, another podcast. But I wanted to get that over today and explain what a testimony is, and that you have a personal testimony like nobody else. Now, it has the basic things, like we just said, in it, all have, that this communication of Jesus is going to take over your life, and you're acknowledging him, and he is acknowledging you and giving you the Holy Spirit, whether you know it or not. And so that's what a testimony is. And if you're interested in coming on the show and sharing your testimony and talking about your testimony, or if you're never been saved, you've never had a salvation experience, well, this is what it is. It's just what we've been talking about. Coming to Christ, acknowledging him as the man, the God-man, or man-God that died on the cross to pay the sin for you. And by doing that, you acknowledge that he sacrificed his life for you, for your sin, and that he resurrected from the dead. And by your faith in him, you will have a resurrected life also, beginning immediately. And that resurrected life comes in, which is the Holy Spirit, God in the Spirit, and he borns you again into the family of God, and you have a new life. So if you understand what I'm saying, or if you want to communicate with me and learn more, please do so at wsm217@gmail.com. I'll be glad to mail you any information you need or talk to you and explain further about the salvation. Or if you want to communicate with me and set up a time where you can come on and give your testimony, please contact me. I'd love to hear from you. So God bless you. And it's been talking to you. And again, if we can help you, contact us at wsm217@gmail.com. God bless you. Goodbye.